Samuel Beckett. Waiting for Godot, or En Entendant Godot, as it was first titled, for Beckett, an Irishman, wrote his play in French, is the most famous, and many would maintain the finest play by the Nobel Prize-winning author of Kraft's Last Tape, Endgame, and Molloy Dies. But it is for Godot a work of soaring, searching genius, a bittersweet, ironic, compassionate celebration of the human spirit that Beckett will be remembered. In the next 2 hours, we shall experience, through the sometimes poignant and often amusing conversation between two almost Chaplinesque tramps, Vladimir, or Didi, and Estragon, or Gogo, the angst of modern alienated man, the inability to communicate the despair of a world for which God is dead, the hell which is, as Sartre observes, les autres, and yet the aspiring, questing, unquenchable flame in the human heart, which is, after all, hope. The curtain rises on a stage bare, save for a stark and leafless tree, beneath which Didi is removing his shoes. Gogo enters and watches for a long while before speaking.
Nothing to be done.
I'm beginning to come round to that opinion. Let's go.
We can't.
Why not?
We're waiting for Godot.
Oh. Are you sure it was here by the tree? By this tree?
Are there others?
What do we do if he doesn't come?
He should be here. Ah, here he comes.
Godot.
Didi, Gogo.
Hi.
I saw him late.
It's all right.
Were you waiting long?
A while.
The damn bus never came. I waited and waited. Yeah. Wound up taking a cab. I didn't even think I had enough money.
I figured.
Oh, it's great to see you guys again.
How you doing?
Didi, put on a little weight, huh?
Yeah, I get a little.
You're married now?
Yep.
How long? How long?
Almost a year now.
Almost a year.
Mm-hmm.
Almost a year. Hey, we better get going.
This is Roger De Swans asking you to join us again next week for another classic of the contemporary theater on Front Row Center. Good night.
Lecture by Dr. Herman Hahn on the subject of hi-fi, which, as you know, is the reproduction of music and sound in high fidelity with a full range of frequencies.
They know that, you lunkhead.
Yes.
Now, the first thing...
Pardon me, Doctor.
Well...
I've been kicking around the idea of a little custom installation myself.
There is no such thing as a little custom installation.
Well, now, I only meant that I...
Quiet! Here's the equipment you must have. Must. 4 2,000-watt amplifiers and 10 separate preamps, a 21-joule turntable, a diamond stylus, a pearl mesta, and a cotton pickering arm.
What about the speaker?
The whole house becomes a speaker. You move into the garage.
I think we'd better forget it.
The entire house becomes a giant speaker. Now it's settled.
No, it's not so. Besides, my wife doesn't like loud music.
Loud?
Yes.
I would expect that from a wife. We've got a special demonstration for people like your wife to prove that hi-fi can be soft. Soft and misty as the teardrops in a mother's eyes, as toward the chair her wayward son is slowly led. Nick Kenny, Mirror Syndicate, 1945. The old ones are the best.
Yes.
Okay, Strudelmeier, roll in the crate, gently. Gently now. There we are.
Pardon me. Is that fur on those wheels?
Naturally. There is nothing softer than a mink wheel. Now, if I'd like to hear about it. Mm. All right, unpack, Strudelmeier. Inside the crate, in a nest of flogged peach fuzz and eiderup, that's twice as soft as eiderdown. Rests a 2,000-year-old Ming Dynasty porcelain temple bell. Traditionally, it is struck with the soft, fuzzy cottontail of a Ming rabbit. Only hi-fi could bring the delicate highs of this sound. Okay, Sprood, let's hear it. No! Meathead? I said just with the tail, not with the whole lousy rabbit. Shape up, Strudelmeier. You could be replaced by Quasimodo. This reminds me, before we come to the end of my lecture, I'll show you the difference between highs and lows. You have just heard the high vibrations when our friend here smashed the temple bell, for which he will be fed to the octopi at Marineland right after the show. Now for the low vibrations. Listen as Clumsy here plays a mating call on the Canadian moose horn. Go, Scrooge. Excellent. Excellent. He has good jazz ideas.
Yes, but his lip isn't too good.
Well, you have to overlook that. He sat in with Chet Baker the other night, and I think that, what is that? Strudelmeier, is that your moose? Well, get him out of here and stop blushing.
Why don't we just forget about me buying a hi-fi?
Be quiet. Be quiet. As you and your wife sit of an evening, shivering in the garage, listening to your house, these are the wonderful types of sounds you can play on your hi-fi. The sound, for example, of James Cagney removing his makeup. If we had time, he could remove the other 999 faces.
But what about music? Can I listen to music on my system?
What for? It's only good for checking to see if you have wow and flutter, or if you can still hear the turntable rumble.
Oh, I
see.
That's
all it's for, nothing else.
Yes, I understand.
Perfect. Only purpose. Mm-hmm. However, if you persist, let me show you how loud music can be on a real hi-fi system.
Well, that won't be necessary.
Yes, it will. First, I play an average record played through a cheap $5,000 home hi-fi system. See if you don't see how thin the orchestra sounds. Terrible. Now the very same record played through my own stereophantic, orthopedic, cinema-guadalama-phonic sound system. Okay, Strudelmeier?
Doctor, I really don't think the building can withstand the vibrations.
Stand back, Brady Cat. Now, if you aren't chicken, turn up your volume knobs all the way! Tonight only, this special demonstrator studio, only $9.98.
Old gold.
Everything is going extremely well.
With Mae West, Light the Fire.
You know that it would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie. If I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a flaming pyre.
Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a flaming pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. It would be untrue. You know that I would be a lie if I was to say to you, boy, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Try to set the night on fire.
Try to set the night on fire. Oh, try to set the night on fire.
Where's the fire? Where's the fire?
In your eyes, big boy. In your eyes.
Hi there. From 88.7 KRVS and on web, krvs.org, the sounds of old gold. At the right place, right time, everything's all synced up.
Wrong time. I went in the right trip, but I made it in the wrong.
the wrong twain. Marjorie Henderson is featured on this Ray Charles cut with the Raylettes. It's Marjorie, and I said Henderson. It's Marjorie Hendrix with the Raylettes. Old Gold, Bobby Bland.
You know how it feels, you understand what it is to be a stranger in this unfriendly land. Here's my hand. Take a darling, and I'll follow you. Let me walk. I want to walk right by your side. Let your love be my only guide. Here's my hand. Here is my hand. Why don't you take a darling and just to lead me on, lead me on.
to be the one. Who, said the old hoop owl, sung by Joe Tex.
Say, man, don't walk ahead of that woman like she don't belong to you. Just cause her got them little skinny legs, you know that ain't no way to do. You didn't act like that when you had it home behind closed doors. All right. Now you act like you're ashamed of the woman. Don't even want nobody to know she's yours. But that's all right. You just walk on, baby. And don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some man somewhere who'll take you, baby. Skinny legs and all. Keep on walking, baby. Show you what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Now, who'll take the woman with the skinny legs? Stand right there, baby. I'm going to give you away in a minute. Come on, somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs.
All right.
Now, y'all know the lady with skinny legs got to have somebody, too, now.
My own.
Will somebody please take the lady with the skinny legs, please?
Hey, Joe.
Yeah, Bobby.
Why don't you take
her? Shut up, fool. I don't want no woman with no skinny legs. Look here. I thought about giving this woman a Clyde, but no. So I know the kind of women Clyde like. Little Leroy will take her. Say, Leroy, you got her. Now, why you want to act like that man ain't yours? Just because he's walking with you with them raggedy clothes. Man just forgot to get his suit out to cleaners, that's all. All right. All right. You act like that man don't belong to you. Go on over there and kiss him and hold his hand. Huh. Say, you ain't gonna do what? That's all. You just walk on, mister. Don't you worry about a doggone thing at all. Because there's some woman somewhere who'll take you, Mr. Raggedy Clothes. Yes, they're here. Let's keep on walking.
Rivers on the old gold.
As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. Cadillac rolling on an open road, but nothing now run my V8-4. Cadillac doing about 95, bumper to bumper or side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? Started back doing the things you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled up ahead of the Ford. The Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. It done got cloudy, it started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. The rain water poured up under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Why can't you be true? You just started back doing the things you used to do. Heat went down and the motor cooled down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac looking like a ton of lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like sitting still. I called Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back do. Old Girl, the show has Joe Stampley and Uniques.
We're gonna rock now. Watch this now. Hey! Oh, you're out of sight, man. You ain't nothing but fat. You're looking good, man. One time, man. Shake it, man. All right. I'm gonna tell you a story in a minute. Listen close, man.
I wanna tell you a story. Every man ought to know. Want a little loving, you gotta start real slow. And if you just treat her right now, she's gonna love you tonight now. Oh, squeeze her real gentle, you gotta make her feel good. Tell her that you love her like you know you should. Cause if you don't treat her right now, she won't love you tonight now. You practice my method, get as hard as you can. You're gonna get a reputation as a loving man now. And you'll be glad every night now that you treated her right now.
I'll have to try that sometime. What I'll have to lose. Get a little satisfaction. Otis Redding.
I can't get no. letter from a friend of mine in Newcastle-upon-Tyne the other day. He said to me, Eric, I heard you've been having some trouble down in the smoke with the girls. He said, you want to catch that Flying Scotsman back up here to Newcastle? Because we got enough females to go around up here. And I can think you find yourself a little soon. And because people around here don't go away stealing each other's loved ones away from one another like they do down there in the smoke. He also said in the letter that somebody in love, and you hear a voice that comes to you in the middle of the night and says, it says, I want you to get on up, listen to me, I want you to get on up and find yourself another one. If you're having breakfast one morning and out from behind the teapot, a little voice says, listen, hey, I want you to get on up now. If you're out in the morning on your job and a voice comes in the job and says, get up, get up. And you know it's not the foreman. It's a little voice that says, oh, you want to get up, walk like men and women. Go and find yourself somebody. That's what you better do. Because I tell you one thing. There's one thing I found out. One thing I found out, took me a long time to find it out. Yeah, it took me a long time to find it out, but I think I got it now.
Sweetest little woman.
honest I do. Twice is nice. Jimmy Reed.
Don't you know that I love you? Honest I do. I never play no one above you. Please tell me you love me. Stop driving me mad. You're the sweetest little told you I love you. Stop driving me mad. When I woke up this morning, I never felt so bad.
I'm Lee for Old Gold on 88.7 KRVS, web krvs.org, Lonesome Sundown, the bad, bad kitty blues, bad woman blues.
Women these days, they say the men ain't no good. Women these days, they say the men ain't no good. They better listen to us, boys, and try to do the things they should. Gather round me, I'm gonna tell you what my woman did to me. Gather around me, I'm gonna tell you what my woman did to me. I came home from work 3 o'clock one morning and found her sitting on another man's knee. You know my heart stopped beating and my feet began to get cold. Yeah, my heart stopped beating and my feet began to get cold. I heard her say she loved it. She wanted him to know. Yeah, she was sitting on another man's knee. Yeah, another man needs. You know it wouldn't have hurt me so bad. But she was telling him things that she didn't tell me.
Old Gold has the Chantels. Checkers. Imagine you're in the 1950s and you've got yourself a doo-wop group, but little by little all the great names are being taken up, so you've only got, maybe you could call yourself the Vultures or the Toads. These are going to be, what? Who are these guys? Anyhow, these are the Royal Tones.
I give you my world. I'll always care for you and always be there for you whenever. I give you my word that I'll confide in you and stay by the side of you from winter. I'll give you my hand when there's a hill to climb. I'll give you my lips when it is kissing.
Hi, I'm Lee, for Old Gold. This is not a forecast. These are the raindrops. That's their names. The kind of boy you can't forget.
I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him. And I've been dreaming of him every night, ever since we met.
My dearest darling, from the Clef Tones.
Dearest darling, I love you so. I can't live without you, and I want you to know.
Some little Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to sing on piano.
I want to know, is everybody right out there? Yeah. I don't hear, I want you to say, yeah. I do not hear you.
Yeah.
Don't you know, baby? Shout. Don't you know, baby? Little girl, don't you know? Don't you know, baby? Girl, I'm in love with you, so
turn your
little down low. I said, turn your little down low. Turn it down. Because you love me.
For such a long, long time.
But now, baby, I can't get you off my mind. So come on.
about that, ladies and gentlemen? I'll have a nice round of applause for Stevie Wonder. Yeah.
Recorded live, Little Stevie Wonder, the 12-year-old genius with Ray Charles. Don't you know, Stevie Wonder, nephew to Ray Charles. From Old Gold. Hi there, I'm Lee, signing off another session of the Old Gold Show on 88.7 KRVS on the web at krvs.org. And if you remember anything today, remember this.
Follow the rules. Play the game. Be happy.
Works for me.
Support for KRVS comes from ABiz Magazine, profiling Acadiana's top 50 privately held companies in the current issue. Details on the Top 50 Luncheon on August 28th, featuring the new owner-publisher of The Advocate, John George, available at www.acadianabusiness.com.
We return to the mountains of North Carolina and the Swannanoa Gathering this week on the Thistle and Shamrock. My guests are two American artists, each of whom followed a path to Ireland to discover their musical passions. Music and conversation this week from Brian O'Hart of the band Bua and from the duo Little Windows, Julie Glaub.
Tonight at 8, here on KRVS.
This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.